There are concerns the country's first mass vaccination event didn't reach at-risk communities. More than 15,000 people were jabbed over 3 days in what's being lauded as a success. But a South Auckland GP says there's still a large and vulnerable community waiting for the vaccine to hit primary care clinics. Anai Te Kaere Poata, a Katie Doyle.
Staff at the country's first ever mass vaccination event are patting themselves on the back today after jabbing more than 15,500 arms in 3 days. South Auckland GP and chair of the Pacifica GP network, Dr. Api Talimetonga, says they should be proud.
It was a massive effort and, you know, my hat goes off to them for doing it.
But he wants to see a breakdown of who actually showed up to get the shot.
Getting the numbers up sounds impressive, but the proof of the pudding is whether we hit our equity targets in the 15,000. You know, were they mainly Māori and Pacifica who still lag in vaccination numbers?
Concerns about equity echoed by Emeritus Professor of Medicine Des Gorman. He applauds the mass vaccination but is anxious about the large group of vulnerable people being left behind. Professor Gorman says the answer to improving vaccination in vulnerable and hesitant groups lies in primary care.
I've met with a lot of vaccine hesitant who haven't been influenced by social media or by television campaigns, but when they get the chance for a one-on-one conversation with a clinician that they trust, it is very easy to shift them to the position where that hesitancy evaporates and they are willing to be vaccinated. So we really should have run the at-risk vaccination program through primary care.
It's something Dr. Api Talimetonga agrees with.
Every week in my clinic in South Auckland, I still have patients asking me, when are you going to start vaccinating? And when I say it may be September or later, you know, the answer is, well, I'll just wait until you start offering it here.
Vaccinologist Helen Patousis-Harris says the mass event was a good way to get vaccination numbers up, but there's room for improvement.
So actually having to book an appointment for a specific time isn't something that works for everybody. However, you know, other ways to access those clinics and get in there might be more suitable. So there's a whole lot of little tweaks and things that might perhaps be made for reaching as many people as possible.
Auckland Mayor Phil Goff visited the clinic on the day it opened. He reckons it's another helpful piece in the jigsaw.
And it seemed to work well, and with the lessons they might have learned from it as a pilot scheme, I'd be surprised if they didn't replicate that and do it again in the future.
Mr. Goff says it's not the full answer, though, with community vaccination centres still